Mabel Louise, good morning to you.
Good morning. I feel like singing, good morning, good morning.
You got to be the sunshine here today.
Absolutely. We have to be the sunshine. That's great. November has a bad reputation. But it has a good reputation because it's the thank you month. Did you know that,
That's
Pat?
That's true.
Yeah. It's the
month. I thought it was the turkey month.
Well, I suppose.
I'm just kidding. Allah. Just kidding.
Yeah. So we really want to emphasize that and enjoy the month of November. I know there are a lot of people that really get depressed because of the lack of sunshine. So my motto is, let's be the sunshine. Let's smile and lift one another up. Can you tell I'm smiling at you right now? It's so good to have you listening. And you know, today's a good day to take a good book and curl up on the Davenport and read and have a nice blanket over you and really enjoy relaxing. And I'm hearing you say, if only, Mabel Louise, because all of us are busy, aren't we? Busy, busy, busy. Well, since November is Special Thank You Month, I wanted to take this opportunity to talk about manners. Yes, I said manners. Manners in general. You know, it's sad that we've all become so busy and so involved in our own personal schedules that we sometimes forget our manners. And because this is November, I thought, perfect time to bring it up. And I had a school teacher say to me recently, one thing I hope to accomplish this year with my students is to teach them manners. And at the time she made that statement to me, I said, Lord, would you please help me to speak on that subject? And so would you stay tuned and maybe we can learn some things that can make a difference in your life and in the life of your precious children. Well, today we have excuses for rude behavior, and common courtesy is tossed out the window with fast food bags. Believe it or not, folks, it's amazing to me how many times that I've had to go out in front of my house in my little car and pick up fast food bags that were thrown out a car window. Plus beer cans, pop cans, all kinds of trash on the roads in front of my house. And this is happening even though it's against the law to throw trash on the roads. Believe it or not. Why is this happening? Well, I believe that we've lost our manners when we become lost in ourselves, doing our own thing. Let me give you a for instance. I'm going to have a lot of for instances, so let's think about this together. In a typical home, one of the kids is on the cell phone. Another one is probably on the telephone line talking to their friends. Dad's on the BlackBerry, and Mom is watching TV. The family is not making heart connections because they're so focused on doing their own thing, something they want to do themselves. And the family is just in need to reconnect with manners. When we teach our children to be well-mannered, we are teaching them to focus on others. And we're also teaching them how to others feel and what others need. So good manners, let's boil it down to one statement. Good manners is thinking of others. And the people who throw trash on my lawn, they're certainly not thinking of me because I have to go out there and pick it up in the rain, the snow, whatever, all during the summer. And they drive by, others drive by in the road and they see the trash. You see, it's all about respect for other people and putting their needs first. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And you're thinking of your neighbor when you try to keep things up to snuff and respect them. You know, it's awful when you go into a beautiful neighborhood in the summertime and you drive through and you see the beautiful lawns and the manicured shrubs and just everything up to snuff. And then all of a sudden you come upon a house, the grass hasn't been trimmed, nothing is kept up, and it hurts everybody in the neighborhood. There's no respect for others. So I want to make a real bold statement. If you instill manners in your children when they're young, you will raise them to reflect the image of Christ. You got to stop and take a little sip of water. The scripture tells us over in Philippians 2:3, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. So when children are taught manners when they're young, they become respectful adults. I want to read you a darling little story that I just almost cried when I read it. Excuse me. Author and lecturer Leo Buscala once talked about a contest where he was the judge. And the purpose of the contest was to find the most caring child. Can you imagine that kind of a contest? And here was the winning story. A little 4-year-old child whose next door neighbor was an elderly gentleman who had recently lost his wife in death. Upon seeing the man cry, the little boy went
into
the old
gentleman's yard. From my home this holiday,
he climbed onto his lap and just sat there. When his mother asked him what he had said to the neighbor, the little boy just said, "Nothing. I just helped him cry." Isn't that sweet? That mother had taught that little boy to care for others. I thought that was such a sweet story, and no wonder it was the winner. So let me visit with you about some instance, what I have in mind, and things to think about when you are grandma and grandpa and mother and dad, and you're raising your children for the Lord. So let me give you some things that I thought about, and I'm sure you're going to think of many, many others. But let's say your child goes to a friend's house for a meal. And when his plate is served by the host, he says to the host, "I don't like that yucky stuff." Ouch. Because children should be taught when they go to someone else's home, they eat whatever is on their plate. I can remember as a child my mother drilling us on that. You eat whatever is on your plate when you're in someone's home without asking any questions. What about your child is involved in a baseball game? He happens to be the superstar. He misses the ball and has a strikeout. So he throws the bat in anger and injures another player. How about that? No respect for anyone else. Anger. Well, how about this one? You go to the grocery store and your child screams, maybe even rolls on the floor. I've actually seen that. And absolutely insists on having that candy or something else that he sees and makes a big scene. Oh, that has to be handled at home. The child has to understand this is a no-no. Then how about you're never ever insisting on your child saying thank you for whatever is done for him or her? Or maybe at the table they say, "Hey, you, pass the bread." And should say, "Would you please pass the bread?" And you know, it's so easy in our hurry-up world, isn't it? and to have all of these kinds of circumstances. And if it isn't brought to a halt, believe me, it will just continue on. How about eating their meal like it was the last meal on earth? And then leaving the table quickly to do their own thing. I can remember as a child, none of us were to leave the table until everyone had finished. And I'm sure there were times when the older children wanted to get out of there and leave and go and do their own thing. But it was not allowed because it was a family time around the table. And we all talked and laughed and talked about the things that happened during the day. Well, what about slurping their food to and their drink to just get the attention? Making a scene like, I don't like that, and slamming the plate on the floor. Wow. Yes, all of these things exist, and they have to be stopped by the parent or the grandparent. And the child has to be taught that this is a no-no and that it's not showing respect for others. Well, I'll not give any more instances, but I know that every parent, I know this, every parent wants their children to be polite and to have manners at all times. But you know what? Living in this busy and the heavy schedules that everybody has, there's lack of time to do the teaching of the nicer things and left the children really not knowing what to do in all of these situations that I've mentioned. And I'm sure you could give many, many more. So maybe, just maybe, it's time to slow down and reconnect with the family and take time. That's what it is. I've changed that from take to make, because you have to really make time with all the busy schedules to teach the nicer things that will not only bless the child in their future life, but they will reflect the image of Christ in their lives. And that is so important. And really, folks, children are so pliable, so sweet. That little story I read about the little boy crawling up on the lap of the man who'd lost his wife in death, and the mother saying, "What did you say?" He said, "I just cried with him." Isn't that sweet? What a beautiful little four-year-old child. And you know, children just need time, and they need instructions, and parents that are willing to teach them some manners, because they'll learn them, and they'll be so glad when they're dating and when they're growing older and they're on the job, and they'll say to themselves, "I'm so glad that I learned the nicer things." Well, I found three instances in the Bible where the word courteous was given. Over in 1 Peter 3:8 states, "Finally, be of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful or merciful, and be courteous." The word courteous is used there. And then the word is used twice in the book of Acts. It's just in this particular chapter, Paul is a prisoner on a ship, and they've launched at Sidon, and Paul said this. He said, "Julius courteously entreated Paul and gave liberty to go unto his friends to refresh himself." I believe Luke broke that. So the Apostle Luke said that about Paul. And then it also said he gave him liberty and treated him courteously. And then again in Acts 28:7, Paul spoke of being shipwrecked on an island. You remember that story. Whose name, and he, the leader there on the island, he said, received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. So Paul took note of the fact that this leader on the island, the chief, was courteous to them and thoughtful. So apparently Paul was impressed And he was thankful for the courtesy that was shown to him on those two occasions. I thought that was just precious how Paul made note of that in his life. So you can imagine all the discomfort that Paul went through in prison and on the being shipwrecked and all of these things. And when he was shipwrecked and experiencing all of those awful experiences, conditions, being a prisoner, he still took time to give credit to those two people. So courtesy is something you do from the heart, whereas selfishness is the root of rudeness. And you know what? Little children come into this world, all of us, each one of us, come into this world with selfishness number one in our lives. And so that has to be curtailed, and children need to be taught. And I haven't been able to finish this message, so I'm going to continue on my next broadcast. And let's talk about good manners, teaching your children and exercising them, I might add, as a parent, because they copy what we do and what we say. It's been wonderful to be with you. Have a beautiful, rainy, cloudy day. You know what? The Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and we can rejoice in Him. Bye-bye now.